A group of veterans is making its way down the hall at Career Source Capital Region. It's the Tallahassee office of the state-backed workforce agency.
Everybody else can go through here except for Sharon. Ms. Fields.
Wednesday's Paychecks for Patriots hiring fair will put these vets face-to-face with potential employers in the area. Similar events are being held at 15 other Career Source Florida sites across the state. Lieutenant Governor Carlos Lopez Cantera hopes this year's event will improve on previous success.
Last year, there were less events than this year, and almost 500 veterans were able to find a job. And our goal this year is to make sure that we increase on that number and find our hardworking men and women who have served us so well a job.
There's a buzz of activity as attendees make their way through the room, visiting the booths of different companies. James McShane, CEO of Career Source Capital Region, says he's happy with the turnout.
I'd say at this point I thought 30, but I guess we got more like 50 veterans here, which is a good thing. And then we have about 28 employers that are here too. And as you can tell, a lot of discussion, a lot of talking, finding out about jobs, finding out what's available.
Lester Hall is one of the veterans in attendance.
I was in the United States Marine Corps. I was 0311, which is infantry. I'm a Gulf War veteran.
Hall says he found some promising opportunities at the event.
Oh, yes, definitely. I got about 3 good leads that I'm going to follow up on, filling out the applications online and seeing where it goes from there.
Charles Fed, a veteran of the Army's 123rd Signal Battalion, says he found leads as well.
Oh, definitely. There's always opportunity. See, no matter where you go, you make your own opportunity. And yes, I did. As a matter of fact, I got about 4 different hits and so forth. That's where I'm going to get some more resumes so I can go pass them out to some more people.
The hiring fair brought out well-known national employers like Home Depot and Dollar General, as well as businesses like St. Mark's Powder and engineering firm Morris Allen & Associates. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.